You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I guess I can't do an Irish accent. I have been trying to speak like an Irish all day. But I couldn't. Hey, look, you know what? I'm trying. Not too shabby, though. Not too shabby. For those of you celebrating, I think we all are celebrating. Happy St. Patrick's Day, the saint's religious feast and the anniversary of his death. Now, from what I understand, I was actually just on the Andy Dean Show being interviewed, and I've heard this before. St. Patrick was actually born in Great Britain, or I think specifically Wales. And I guess he was kidnapped and brought to Ireland as a slave at the age of 16. He later escapes, but returns to Ireland and was credited with bringing Christianity to its people. Okay. And I guess the four-leaf clover, or the three-leaf clover, okay, is how he used to explain the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, using three leaves of a native Irish clover, the shamrock. So I guess they have been observing this since the 9th or 10th century. Great holiday. We're all very happy, right? Some of us call it Dies Siete de Marzo, but it is St. Patty's Day, okay? Many of us miss Cinco de Mayo because it's in the middle of the week, so we try to celebrate Dies Siete de Marzo. But no. Dies Siete de Marzo is still St. Patrick's Day. So very fun day. You all be safe, though. You all be safe. All right, got a lot to talk about, I guess. There is a woman drinking urine because she is addicted to it. Just addicted to urine. So we're talking 24/7, washing her hair with it, brushing her teeth with it. So I'm going to kind of warn you ahead of time, put your food down, okay? Also, it looks like many of you that have taken any cancer medications or are currently taking any medicine for breast cancer, prostate cancer, et cetera, you may have a problem with other medications and interactions. So we need to review some of those. Also, we're going to talk about how some people black out and some people don't when they drink. Again, a very, very good topic to talk about. I guess the Rutgers student was found guilty. Oh, this was this. I think he was found guilty on all counts. But as you can see, we got a very, very busy show, but I'd love to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow me on Twitter. Sign into our guest book on our website at Dr. Dahlia, so I know you guys will listen from. A lot of great emails today. I'm hoping I could get to them, but we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so let's talk about Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. Apparently, his identity has now been released. He is the American soldier suspected of going on a rampage a few days ago that left 16 Afghan villagers, including women and children, dead. New information comes on the same day that President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan chastised the United States, saying that he was at the end of the rope over what he termed the U.S. lack of cooperation in investigating the episode. Look, okay, you know, the American military has a way of doing things. Right. From what I understand, there was a process they had to go by, and they had to get the suspect out of the area. And I assume they were going to bring him. I assume they were going to bring him to the States. And I think, from what I understand, I need to find out. I think they actually brought him to Kansas. But again, you know, we got to protect the family. We got to, you know, I mean, these guys are going to want blood, and they have to move his family, I'm assuming, to a secure location. They say he had been drinking. We talked about this. He had been drinking alcohol, suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder related to his fourth combat tour. He did have tensions with his wife about the deployments on the night of the massacre and had traumatic brain injury. So they believe what happened, he just snapped. All right. So they still haven't told us more details. He was flown to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, okay, from the detention center in Kuwait, from where he was. And I guess they're going to pretty soon go to trial, and this is going to be it's going to be ugly. And there's no excuse for what he did. I talked about this on the John Phillips show, and I talked about this on our show. I mean, you know, having traumatic brain injury should not make you go on a killing massacre. Having post-traumatic stress disorder should not do that. It could. It should not. Being intoxicated with alcohol should not. But the three of these proved to be a very deadly situation. And personally, I don't think we should have any soldiers out there that have any combination of those three. No way. No way. What happened? I mean, from what I understand, allegedly, he had night vision goggles on. He took his artillery and he just went from house to house in this village. Just absolutely horrifying. Now, remember we were talking about motive. We were trying to find out why. Well, apparently the day before the massacre, a friend of the staff sergeant had lost a leg in an explosion. Now, again, we're still trying to wait for confirmation on that. Because remember, I was talking about this. We never see anything like this, except like in a movie, where somebody's trying to avenge, you know, the death of his wife or his brother or something. You know, so, you know, I was trying to figure out where the motive was, what the motive could be. All right, we don't like to hear that somebody just goes haywire. We don't like to think that somebody has that ability to just wake up one day and say, hi, I'm going to go kill, like Jared Loughner. That really spooks us out. That is so frightening. However, we needed to know in this particular situation what and why, because we don't want this happening again. You know, we need to identify what other soldiers really shouldn't be out there, may really be on their last leg or, you know, have a screw that's about to come loose. Get them the heck out of there. I mean, this was his fourth tour. I mean, is that too much? You know, I mean, do we? But then I know nobody wants to say, all right, well, you know, let's bring in more reserves or bring in a draft. I know we don't want that either. But that's the problem. I mean, I have patients. They're going on their third or fourth tour. How many tours are too much? Should they stop at one? Should they stop at two? From what I understand, the staff sergeant has a healthy marriage, has two young children, 3 and 4 years old. I mean, you do get squirrely. Being away from your family makes you squirrely, but then again, not enough to do this. He just lost it. Just absolutely lost it. Allegedly. Right now, we have no idea what his psychological history was, mental health, any issues, we don't know. But all I know is if there's anybody that could be at risk for having an issue, get them the heck out of there. All right, guys, want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Jennifer from Fargo, North Dakota writes, Dr. Dahlia, why do organic foods cost so much? All right, well, we were talking about organic foods yesterday. Great question. Thank you. Let's see. My guess is many of the organic farms are a lot smaller than some of the large commercial farms. So, you know, when you have kind of a more of a, I don't want to call it like a mom and pop shop, but a lot, you know, these farmers that run the organic farms, they really kind of take care of some of them. You know, they kind of talk to their plants and, you know, a little bit more touchy-feely, but they're smaller. So much more attention could be given to the, you know, to the animals, the livestock, the crops. And we've talked about lack of pesticides, lack of hormones. We talked about that yesterday. But also organic farmers, from what I understand, don't get the federal subsidies that many of the regular conventional farms do. And so that also helps with the cost. Now, they're saying organic food may eventually cost less because the more demand, more demand will cause, you know, sometimes prices to go up. But if they if there's more demand, hopefully supply will increase. Then when supply increases and we have bigger farms, hopefully larger farms, then if let's say the population decides to
you know, it's, you know, it's very interesting how economics works. You know, the law of supply and demand, if I could speak it correctly, the supply and demand, you know, the more if there's going to be more demand, it'll eventually bring down the prices, not initially, because more demand and less supply causes prices to go up. It'll cause them to have to increase their supply, and then eventually demand will go down. They'll have to lower the prices, and that's how we'll get organic foods to cost less. It's kind of tricky, but that's your business lesson for the day by Dr. Dahlia. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I just wanted to let Hello. You guys know that I'm not sure why the U.S. Doesn't promote hunting more often. We have two freezer full of organic meat. It's called venison from a hunting trip. Mm. We have fresh tuna and mahi-mahi in the freezer from a fishing trip. We've got trout. All of it is lean meat. And, of course, I have chickens, so I get fresh eggs that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to know why we don't take the time and promote, you know, hunting. It's free-range, natural, organic, and a heck of a lot less expensive over the course of the year to go on a hunting trip. And get a bunch of meat versus going to like a Whole Foods or something and purchasing it already packaged. And FYI, some of the proceeds of the stamps for hunting go towards the protection of the wildlife and the wetlands and all that.
Yeah, for
protecting
that.
The environmental aspects of the hunting. Okay.
No, thank you.
Thought I'd let you guys know. Bye.
Thank you. For those of you that ever want to call, whether we're on or off air, please,
hey,
our phone line is one. Oh, we got another call. Yeah, let's wait with that. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I, to answer your question, I wish you were live so I could talk to you. The only problem is, I mean, most of us live in areas where we can't hunt. You know, and, but I mean, I've always, like fishing. I love to fish for my own fish. Every time we go to Alaska, we'll go halibut fishing or we'll go salmon fishing, but there's also restrictions. You know, the last time we went up to Alaska, now we're not very good when it comes to, fishing, by any means, but it was very well known that there were certain limits that you could fish for. You could only, I think at one point, they had to limit it to only one halibut. You could only fish for one halibut. I'm not sure what the number was. So you have people where they had been planning their trips a year in advance, and then all of a sudden the game and wildlife department changes some of the rules, and you can only go and get one fish. So I don't think anybody could actually hunt to get all the food that they want. I mean, I just love being out in the, you know, wilderness and being out in the wild and nature. I love that stuff. But personally, no, our family, no, we would really stink at that. We're going to need a restaurant. Yeah, we're going to need a drive through somewhere. And I got to be honest though, and maybe I need to be a better cook. But I try to eat the salmon. You fish for salmon, and then they'll fillet it for you, freeze dry it, and send it. And there's different types of salmon. You got king salmon. You got pink salmon. You got crumb, is it? I don't know. There's five different types of salmon. And so we got chum. Yeah, I think it's chum. And it, I don't know. It doesn't taste that good. I tried to play around and cook it and make, I just don't, you know, I just may be spoiled. Maybe I like the flavor of processed foods. I don't know. But I gotta tell you guys, you know, prices of foods are going up, whether it's organic or regular. I mean, we are having, we were talking about gas prices yesterday, gas going up. I mean, prices of food just, I mean, blows our mind away. I mean, let's see. I was kind of looking at, like, here's an example. Kraft macaroni and cheese, right? That came out in 1937, right? They advertised you can make a meal in 9 minutes or less. 19 cents or less, right? You could feed, not that that was the healthiest way to feed your family, of course, but you could feed your family for 19 cents. Back in the 1800s, you could get a dozen eggs for 15 cents. Now, of course, you know, we make more money now. You know, things are different, of course, but it's just... I mean, now, what's eggs? what, $4? I'm horrible when it comes to remembering. I used to do really well on The Price is Right. Oh, did you know this? 1936 cola had a flavored Jell-O. Jell-O had a cola flavored Jell-O. That's interesting, but it dropped out. Huh, that's kind of nice. I'm taking a look at some of the what things cost back in the 1930s. Oh, Good and Plenty came out in 1937. Kix Corn Puff Cereal came out in 37. Pepperidge Farm Bread came out in 1937. First Superman comic book was 1938. Oh, Nescafe Instant Coffee. Nestle introduced it in Switzerland in 1938. Instant coffee. Huh, that's kind of interesting. All right. Ooh, Nestle Crunch in 1938. Ooh, Lowry's Seasoned Salt from Lowry's Prime Rib. Well, I mean, it was created by Lawrence L. Frank for use in his new restaurant, Lowry's Prime Rib in Los Angeles, 1938. Boy, that stuff was around. Oh, get this, guy. Seedless watermelon was developed in 1939. Now, I wonder how they did that, if they already had genetic engineering. Yeah, they probably did. They probably found a watermelon that didn't have seeds, made it mate with itself. And then I guess that's how you do it. You can make plants mate with themselves. Please let's not go into that whole fruit fly story again, okay? Please, no more fruit fly. All right, let's see here. They were talking about farms. Peppermint patties came out in 1940. Well, you all got the point. Anyway, you know, things were a heck of a lot cheaper back then. Pretty cool stuff were invented back then. I don't think they've invented a new yummy candy bar in a while. Now, I remember in the 70s, you had the Reese's, right, where you got your chocolate and my peanut butter, and you got my peanut butter and your chocolate or whatever, and then, you know, everybody, you know, kissed and made up. That was kind of interesting. Okay. Oh, do I have to bring up the urine? No, let's skip the urine until we come back. I don't want to talk about the urine yet. Let's talk about beer and health benefits to beer. Another study came out saying beer has antioxidants, and the darker the beer, the healthier. There's natural antioxidants and vitamins in beer that prevent heart disease and even rebuild muscle. Now, remember, these antioxidants reverse cellular damage that occurs naturally in the body that could cause cancer. There's also iron in beer. Dark beer has higher iron content than light beers. And I'm not saying just drink beer that's going to give you all four food groups. But even microbrews, they say microbrews could be pretty healthy. Again, I'm not allowed to sit here. I was on the Andy Dean show. Andy Dean could go and tell everybody, you know, or Alex Jones, they could do that. Me, being the doctor, I can't. I got to just say, that's a nice study. But, you know, with the Irish Day coming up, St. Patrick's Day, if some of you drink beer, I may not be that upset with you because there may be some nutritional value. But remember, beer also really gives you gas. Beer is really bloating. You know, many of you go, Dr. Dahlia, I always get gas, and I got to tell you to cut back on the beer. They say, according to a Spanish study, beer may actually provide better hydration than water alone when you're sweating under the sun. Un estudio de español de cerveza. Muy bien. I don't know if I would use beer for hydration. I don't think I like that. Okay, because here's the thing. Always replenish with water. I know there's sports drinks, and those are nice because you replenish some of your sugar and some of your salts, but alcohol dehydrates. So I know this study talks about that it's better for hydration. I don't know. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, why do some drinkers black out and others don't? And a woman that is addicted to drinking her own urine. Don't ask.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, You too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the Dr. Dahlia Show happen. A big thanks to Donovan for working the dials. Let's go back to some of your phone call comments that you've left for me over the last 24 hours. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. This is Steve, one of your truck drivers. Always listen to you wherever I go.
Thank you.
Listen to you talk about what we can eat, what we can't eat. You know what? I really don't care. If I like it, I'm going to eat it. By gosh, if it kills me, it kills me. I don't care. And
okay.
I'm just getting sick and tired of the government saying, well, you can eat this, you can't eat this, but if you eat this, you can't eat that. It's just getting old and it's getting stupid. That's all I got to say, Dr. Dahlia.
I hear you.
I do love your show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And I love my truckers out there. You guys rock. I know. I mean, you know, we're going to tell you, you know, which nuts are healthy and what food isn't healthy. I mean, I'm assuming you're talking about that cadmium study yesterday where they were talking about how that could lead to cancer in certain foods. And I mean, I agree. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? You know, I'm just going to eat. I mean, I'll try to eat healthy. I'm not going to freak out about it. I'll say my daily prayers, and hopefully God will be happy with me. Now, this woman also kind of has a mind of her own. She is drinking urine, and she's addicted to it. 53-year-old Carrie, we don't have a last name for her, who lives in Colorado Springs, California, is addicted to drinking urine for over 4 years. She drinks about 80 ounces of her urine each day, sometimes by the glass. Sometimes she uses a neti pot to flush it into her sinuses nasally. She says when you are nasal drinking, the pain is different than any pain you've experienced before. Well, then why does she do it? Now, we think, according to Fox News contributor Keith Ablo, psychiatrist thinks that maybe she is suffering from pica, which is a term for people who like to eat organic things like dirt or wood. We've heard of pica. Pregnant women will do that. They'll eat ice when they're anemic, you know, and they will be craving, you know, craving things. So we see that, you know, we'll see kids like to chew on clothes and, you know, we'll even see our little animals do it as well. My cat, when he was suffering from renal failure, was running around trying to find ice. Anytime I had an ice drink, would try to lick the ice. You know, that was a form of pica, but of course he was anemic because he was in renal failure. But they say she has obsessive compulsive disease. She has a compulsion to drink her urine. I think it's disgusting. It could actually, I believe, I don't want to say that it could, you know, hurt you or kill you, but it's your excrement. I mean, you don't want to drink something that your body is trying to throw out, just like you wouldn't eat your feces, right? No, you wouldn't. So, but you have to think about that. No, so personally, I just don't think this is something that I would ever recommend as a doctor. We have recommended urine and urea, a component in urine for dry feet. We've talked about that, right? We've also talked about urine and, I guess, stings from jellyfish. Yes, those have been fun, right? Other than that, no other medicinal purposes, okay? All right, let's talk about this former Rutgers University student. All right, Darun Ravi has been convicted of all 15 charges, okay, for using a webcam to spy on his roommate after having sex with another man. Now, we talked about this. Tyler Clementi jumped to his death from the George Washington Bridge 3 days after the webcam viewing, just 3 weeks into his freshman year in September 2010. All right. Now, Mr. Ravi was not charged with his death, okay? Although people are saying, oh, you know, he's being punished for it. They are calling this a hate crime. Right? They are calling this a hate crime. You know, he set up the webcam allegedly and now has been convicted for it, told friends to come and see. Then he, from what I understand, showed the video to multiple people, possibly posted it online. Unfortunately, the boy Tyler was so distraught, he didn't think he could go on and unfortunately ended his life. Just one of the most horrible cases of bullying we've seen, but a type of bullying that is extremely common. People text. I think another child committed suicide because somebody had texted to a whole bunch of other classmates something about their sexual orientation. You know, this whole cybersphere we live in and our young children live in is something I don't think we were ever ready for. I think computers and internet and lack of privacy came upon us too quickly. Remember, we as humans need time to evolve. Okay. You know, I talk about this all the time when we talk about jet lag, altitude sickness. You know, our bodies were never designed to be able to fly from LA to New York in 5 hours and be able to adjust to the time change, adjust to any latitude change. No, you know, our body is only designed to do that at the pace we can walk. Same thing with you deciding to going up the Andes. You know, you will start to breathe heavier. You'll start to have altitude sickness because your body is going to try to compensate for the change. as quickly as it can. And, you know, the same goes for electronics and media and computer technology. And like I say, this whole cybersphere that we're in. Computers came on. I remember the internet. I think I was in my last year of medical school when the internet came about. So we're talking mid to late 90s, right? And I remember going, wow, okay. You know, but again, I didn't realize its potential. I didn't realize what it could do. But I remember finding it to be amazing. And then, you know, the cell phones became pretty big. And then we had pictures and texting and sending pictures and then FaceTime and phantom calls. And I think technology boomed so quickly that we as a human species hasn't really been able to control it. And now we're having all these issues. Now, well, Dr. Dahlia, people need to be careful. People, how do you be careful? Avoiding these? You can't. I mean, I think we should have worked at the same speed with privacy and how to control this. Now, not government control by any means, but, you know, how to control children from, you know, being able to. I mean, I'm sure this child, Tyler, had no idea. I mean, yes, something like that could be done, but had no idea that somebody could very easily do this. Setting up a webcam in a bedroom, and I believe the partner actually thought he saw the camera at one point. I don't think anybody thought this was something that could be done. Why? Because it happened too fast. The cybersphere happened way too quickly for what we could imagine could be actually done. And now we're all trying to play catch up. We're telling kids, don't be taking pictures of yourself nude. Don't let somebody take a picture of you in your underwear. Don't let, you know, I don't think we could control it. I don't think we know how to control it. Anybody could text anything. Anybody could say anything. You know, I have doctors calling me and emailing me livid about those internet sites where you could, you know, post a negative comment about your doctor. There's internet sites where you used to be able to rate your doctor, you know, good and bad. But, you know, people who are really happy and love their doctor, they don't sit there and go, oh, I'm going to go on the computer now. You know, people who are mad want to go and, do them in. But now there's sites where all you do is write negative things. And, you know, doctors are emailing me going, Dr. Dahlia, what do you recommend? I can't control this. These things are false. There should be some slander laws and libel laws out there to protect you, but I don't think anybody knows how to go after people that are going to sully your name in the cybersphere, which is worldwide. I don't know. Now, you know, unfortunately, all people could do, you know, if they were on Facebook or Twitter defamed, right? I mean, all they can do is say, well, just don't believe it. But now you are guilty until proven innocent. That right now, I mean, with pictures and you're just, it's assumed that, you know, whatever you did was a malice until proven innocent. And like I said, I don't think we're prepared. I don't think we even know how to deal with this. And our children, there's no way they can know. I mean, this is such an assault. And it was such an assault on Tyler's privacy, assault on his sexuality, such an assault. I mean, many adults couldn't have recouped from this. And we're talking about children here, even college. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about brain on alcohol and some interesting stuff about stroke. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in medical headlines today, they were talking about this Dutch woman who had recovered from a stroke, an ischemic stroke. We've talked about the different types. One is a hemorrhagic stroke where you have a bleed to the brain from a vessel rupture. The other is ischemic stroke, more common, from a clot. Now, they're only naming her JS. She was only 62, young. She is only 62. But when she came after her stroke, she wasn't able to recognize most of her family. The daughter she had regular contact with, she couldn't recognize. But the other daughter, whom she hadn't seen in 8 years, she could. When the grandchildren visited, she wouldn't let them sit on her lap like they usually do because she thought they looked repulsive. Now, she has problems recognizing faces. She doesn't like the faces of her family. She's undergoing some neuropsychological testing, but people are like, how could this happen? Yet, she was able to identify celebrities, right? Like Elvis, Albert Einstein, Oprah Winfrey, Julia Roberts, right? She was shown photos of Osama bin Laden and Adolf Hitler, and she responded that these were pictures of pathetic lookalikes and should have had more effort to look like the real people. So what I'm getting from this, I was on the Andy Dean show today, and they were, you know, trying to figure out how this could happen. I think it really depends on where the stroke affected. They call this prosopometamorphopsia. Okay, I hope I pronounced that right. You know, we're basically, you have difficulty recognizing faces because they look kind of contorted or warped in some way. So it's not that her grandchildren were ugly. It's just the faces might have looked slurred to her. Also, it sounds like she had some sort of a personality damage and some sort of an inhibition damage because she didn't realize that what she was saying was rude and was hurtful. Right. But a lot of times that happens. You know, I remember my husband said one of his family members when she was aging before she died was kind of mean. And, you know, he's like, I don't understand how she could say that to me. And I go, she didn't say that to you and probably didn't even realize she said that to you. That, you know, when people age or if they have, you know, mini strokes or cancer, et cetera, to the brain, they're going to do things that are going to just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they said that to me. And I learned it, you know, early on because we had sick grandparents living with us. You know, after one died, another one moved in. And so, you know, the little snaps here and there, I was like, what? But so I kind of realized, okay, that's what happens, you know, as people age. But a lot of us were not prepared for that. And so if any of your loved ones have ever undergone a stroke, you know, and they start to kind of act like this, of course, you want to get a neurologist involved. You want their family doctor, internal medicine doctor involved as well. But sometimes warn your grandkids, let them know that maybe she may be looking at you a little different. All right. Because otherwise, grandkids, they just don't understand why grandma and grandpa, you know, are talking harshly to them. All right. Another interesting study came out today. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, where some students get blackouts and some don't. Now, you know, we've known this to be true. We've had many people say, you know, oh, I could drink, you know, as the day is long. And, you know, I handled St. Patrick's Day perfectly and I'm good. And then you have other people, they're lightweights and they black out. Well, scientists decided to look at 24 college students and scan their brains before they drank, after they drank. And they actually found that even though the students looked very close before the drinking, after drinking, their brains look different. So we do know that, you know, blackouts, which are basically where, you know, you lose your memory, you have amnesic episodes, you pass out, et cetera. Those, you know, are not for, not every person is inclined to have them. Now, unfortunately, they can't look at the brain and say, you're going to be good. All right. They, you know, what they did is they studied people after they had drunk alcohol. Is that have drunk alcohol? Yeah. But there are biological reasons for it. I'm not surprised, you know, but honestly, we really shouldn't be drinking to the point of blacking out. Really, you know, our lives that bad that you really need to black out. Alcohol makes you feel weird. Now, trust me, you know, I like a margarita every now and then, but no, not to the degree. I just can't imagine. But I know these are kids. Excuse me, kids. Youth is wasted on the young. All right. Now, psoriasis patients. How many of you guys have psoriasis? Mm-hmm. Yep, I see out there. How many of you don't know if you have psoriasis, but you got these scaly patches on your elbows, right? Sometimes scaly areas on your scalp. You may have psoriasis. You know, psoriasis, we kind of call it a bad eczema, where it's a skin condition. It's an inflammatory condition where basically you get these inflammatory skin patches. And steroids sometimes help them go away and sometimes they don't. And you need some very fancy immunomodulators. Well, unfortunately, a study came out today saying psoriasis patients may face higher heart risk. Now, many psoriasis patients are not diagnosed. They're like, gosh, my elbows are dry and flaky. Or, gosh, I have flaky patches on my knees. Okay, that could be early psoriasis. It's very easy to tell. We do a biopsy. Some of us doctors can actually just look at you, you know, but if you really want to know, a biopsy is important. But apparently studies have found that many people that have this excessive inflammation, here's inflammation again. What does inflammation cause? Cardiovascular disease. They even have found it causing insulin resistance, obesity, abnormal cholesterol levels. Now, I'm not saying if you have psoriasis, you're going to have high cholesterol. But they have found that here's a study saying patients with severe psoriasis die about 5 years earlier than those who don't have the disease, and 50% of the increased risk of death is due to cardiovascular disease. So, okay, what do we do with this one? I hate these studies. What do we do with this one? Well, here's the thing. If you do have a chronic inflammatory condition, whether it's periodontal disease, whether it's, colitis, a good thing to do is make sure you're always still checking the heart. And if you are at risk for high cholesterol, if you are at risk for diabetes, if you are obese, work on those. Because you are going to be more at risk for heart disease. Same thing with diabetics. You know, many of my diabetics, they exercise, they do really well, but because you have diabetes, you're going to be at risk for heart disease. Family history. Those of us whose dads, like mine, died of a heart attack, you bet your butt I have to try harder than the average person. Okay, but, I wouldn't take the study going, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die 5 years earlier. Don't look at it that way. That was just a study. But if you do have an inflammatory skin condition, don't be blowing off your cholesterol. If your cholesterol's high, you may want to get it treated. That's all I'm saying with that. Okay. All right. Oh, this is kind of interesting. There's so much I want to talk about. I know we're coming up to the end. Okay. Quickly, there was a study today that came out that many people taking anti-cancer medications like tamoxifen are actually having problems because it's getting mixed with medications that they shouldn't mix it with, like Celebrex, certain proton pump inhibitors for antacids. My recommendation, people, okay, is to make sure you talk to your doctor, make sure you talk to your pharmacist. You may be thinking you have great efficacy of that medication, but other medications you're taking could be weakening it or could be increasing your potency. Now, we thought many of these medications like Z-Pax or Pepcid are pretty inert. Not always. Many times they can affect your potency of the medication. So we're strongly urging anybody that takes multiple medications and then now is on a chemotherapy regimen, whether it's through a pill or injectable form, to make sure you talk to your doctor, okay? And, of course, guys, keep emailing me over the weekend. I actually have an event this weekend, so I am going to be playing a best of this weekend, but I'm still around. I'm still in town, so please email me. Now, speaking of towns, the most expensive city in America? Yep, San Francisco. Believe it or not, New York wasn't on this list. They said the top 10 most unaffordable cities, based on this one survey released by National Low Income Housing Coalition, says San Francisco is number one for the most unaffordable, Stamford, Norwalk, Connecticut, Honolulu, Hawaii, Nassau, Suffolk, New York, Orange County, California, San Jose, Santa Clara, California, Westchester County, New York, Bergen, Passaic, New Jersey, Danbury, Connecticut, and Washington, D.C., ranging from $1,500 for a two-bedroom apartment to $1,900 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. Whew, when are the prices going to go down? I would love to live in San Francisco or Washington. Any of these cities are beautiful. Whew, but getting kind of costly. All right, guys, we're coming up on the end. Great show today. Absolutely great show. Cannot wait. Cannot wait to talk to you again. Keep emailing me and follow me on Twitter. You guys have a great day, and thank you, Donovan. You're the best.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.